You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Rob Finlay, a serial entrepreneur who has concentrated on developing technology to optimize various facets of commercial real estate over the last 25 years. He has launched several tech startups following his years on Wall Street with Credit Suisse, First Boston, and Lehman Brothers. Rob embarked upon an entrepreneurial career that has concentrated on innovative tech for the commercial real estate sector. Mr. Finlay, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, great. It's actually great to be here. I appreciate your time and love your show.
Well, certainly appreciate you and your support, and thanks for your time. And we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us what drew you to become a serial entrepreneur in the commercial real estate space.
Well, you know, I think, being an entrepreneur is something that in many cases you're born with. I was very fortunate. I grew up in a family where my dad and my grandfather were both entrepreneurs. And I think from a very early stage, learned that being an entrepreneur was something that was in my blood, and also with a passion of commercial real estate, it was an easy progression. Now, it's not to say that I didn't do my fair share of time and blood and sweat with larger organizations, but I think there was a point in my life where I thought that it was important that I go out on my own and try to prove what I needed to prove and build my own business and build it the way that I thought it should be. And once I did one, it didn't seem to stop from there. I was able to build a handful of businesses, of which I've been very, very successful or very fortunate to be able to sell those businesses to private equity firms.
Now, looking at the problem solving, what problems are you solving for in commercial real estate?
Well, so one of the biggest things that we solve for is implementation. I think the commercial real estate space is, I think in many cases when people talk about technology and talk about how commercial real estate is sort of well behind the bell curve, if you will, from technology, it's actually not the case. I think our industry struggles not from technology, but implementation of technology. We are a transactionally focused business and industry, and so what I try to do and what my business right now and my past businesses have been really focused on solving immediate needs and immediate results, because it is an implementation issue in our industry.
And from what I understand, you're right on target there. Now, what do you see as the largest barriers to creating a startup in the space?
I think it comes back to the same thing. I think it comes back to implementation. It really is one of those things where I think a lot of people in this space, and there's a lot of opportunity. But I think, and more importantly, it's being able to understand who your client is, being able to take your client and really showing them the value and showing them the opportunity and being able to get them to engage and utilize your software or your product in order for them to be successful.
Hey, good information there today. We're joined by Mr. Rob Finlay. He is the founder and chief executive officer of Lyra Intel, a business intelligence tool and tenant engagement app designed to unlock the full revenue potential of property portfolios here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Finlay, where do you see your current company's biggest advantage?
Well, I think our biggest advantage is the fact that we understand who our consumer is. So not only am I an entrepreneur and I build technology companies, but I also own and operate real estate. And by being an operator, it's easier for me to understand what my pain and suffering is. And so being able to build a product around that, I think is one of our greatest advantages. I think it'd be really hard for somebody who does not have that knowledge of real estate and operating real estate to be in this business. And so I think, you know, being an operator in the market is what gives us our greatest advantage.
And I'd say that's a big advantage there. Get into your future plans. What are your future plans? Anything that we should be aware of?
Well, I think what we're doing right now is really exciting. I mean, to be able to really be a software that provides additional revenue to real estate operators is a really exciting space. I think, you know, in this market, you know, at least the past 2 years, in the real estate space, especially in the multifamily space, you know, people have been almost spoiled because the market has been so rich and frothy. And as we get going, and the market starts to, you know, slow down a little bit, it's going to be really hard for people to add additional revenue to their product and to their properties. And so we are the only application out there, the only software that is really focused on providing additional revenue to properties. And so from that standpoint, I think it gives us a unique advantage and a unique opportunity in this space.
Mr. Finley, certainly has been great to have had you with us, and you've seen such success over the years in the commercial real estate space, and really appreciate the information shared here today. In conclusion, anything else you'd like to add, a concluding remark, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to add in conclusion?
Well, I think, you know, for people who are listening to this podcast, I think, you know, it's a great time to be an entrepreneur, and it's a great thing to be an entrepreneur. I think, you know, one of the things that I often try to tell people is, you know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, make sure you don't want to be a wantrepreneur, which is, you know, basically somebody who wants to be funded and thinks that the opportunity and just being an entrepreneur is one of the greatest things. It is great being an entrepreneur, but it takes an incredible amount of hard work and dedication and focus. And so, I think for people who are listening to this, clearly they want to be an entrepreneur, but that's something that they should really focus on. From the commercial real estate folks and from the people from that standpoint, you know, if you're looking to implement technology, a technology that can actually increase your bottom line, this is something that you should really be looking at.
And a great place to conclude. Thanks for those concluding remarks. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get further information on Lyra Intel Online, where can they find more information?
Yeah, absolutely. They can just go to www.lyraintel.com and take a look. And our information there, or anybody can obviously look me up on LinkedIn, and love to connect and continue the conversation.
Certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Finley, all the best. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. Thank you so much. Take care.
And you're more than welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Finley. He is the founder and chief executive officer of Lyra Intel, a business intelligence tool and tenant engagement app designed to unlock the full revenue potential of property portfolios. And for further details and to learn more, visit LyraIntel.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.